there was someone who said, how do I call friends from high school that I have not contacted in over 10 years? I have a lot of people to contact, but need to move forward quickly. All right. The way that I normally do people I've not talked to in a while is that I call up and I say, hi, you know, we've not talked in a while. I wanted to catch up with you. How are you doing? And I'm just doing the inviting formula. And I do greet, qualify. If they do not qualify, I don't move forward. Okay? And that is no different than me in a social setting. I can be at a party or some kind of a gathering or get-together, and I can walk around that room for 3-4 hours, and I can meet every single person in there. I can greet and qualify every one of them, and no one would ever know what I do. And this is all having to do with CD number 7 about how to network. Networkers, you have a profession, and that profession is that you greet and qualify people without destroying relationships or destroying networks. Okay, I guess if there's anything that is my biggest mission with phase two of this whole strategy that I put in play many years ago about how to help the industry. Phase one was to bring credibility to the industry, and that was with Brilliant Compensation and Professor King and such. And then phase two was to create and train people in very detailed kind of a way that people understood and could be effective. And one of the main parts of this, and it's the reason that the communication qualities, the 10 communication qualities that I'm talking about this year, what they all have to do with is the mannerisms and things that people do that typically get them shut out of a network. A network is a cluster of people, right? It's a group of people who have a common interest of something, right? So if you're all a member of the, you know, Mountain Climbers Association or the Mountain Climbers Group or the Triathlon Group or the you know, Keep America Beautiful Group or the No Drug Group or whatever it is, okay? If you just imagine that that is a network and you're at a social event inside that network, there is a person that controls that network, if you will. That's the network influencer. And you were invited there. You might pay dues to be invited there or whatever, but nonetheless, this is that there was you know, one key person who started this whole association. So you're at an event, and what you do is you network. And what is networking? It's greeting and qualifying. Okay? That's all. It's greeting and qualifying. And so I walk up to person number one, and I, you know, just like I teach you in Professional Inviter about how to start a conversation with a total stranger, you focus your attention and their attention on some outside or environmental object. It could be the tray that the hors d'oeuvres are being served on. It could be the content of the subject that was spoke about in the meeting before we all had this social. It could be anything at all. But you focused your attention and their attention on that item because it's safe. Okay? Now you can start off by saying those are really nice earrings that you have. Okay? But that's risky. That can cause a person to kind of back up and say, is this guy hitting on me? Or something like that. If you comment on the pearls around the lady's neck, she's going to say, well, what are you looking there for, right? So it's safe to talk about the hors d'oeuvre tray. So if you're focused on that and you focus their attention on that, and then you move it into just a general conversation about them and you, and it's just the greeting. You just do a greeting. And if the conversation is moving along and they're talking freely and openly to you, then you move to the qualify step, right? And in the qualify, if you just don't get a sense of it, if they don't qualify, stop. Do not go to invite. Okay? That's the whole thing, because if you go too swiftly through the inviting formula, or if they don't qualify and you push it, then what you do is that you damage the network. You damage that particular person, and then that word comes back around. They talk about you, about that, you know, that you're trying to get them into some deal or something like that, and you will end up closing off that network. That network will shut for you. All right, and so now you have to go and you have to get another network. All right, so you go working inside that network. And you continue to do that. And what I am teaching, that's my whole purpose here, is to teach you how to network and not damage relationships so that the network closes off to you. I can't tell you how many people, in the thousands, who have said to me, what do you do if you've already gone to all your warm market? Right? And I can almost guarantee that with that question comes that that network has now been shut off to you. And that's what I'm trying to teach. Okay, so to that question, you call up, and again, the question has to do with an old contact. You greet and you qualify that person. You know, we've not talked in a while. I wanted to catch up and say hi to you and see what you're up to these days. You greet and qualify. If they qualify, you take it to the next step. If you're local to them still, after you've qualified them, instead of inviting them then, go to breakfast or, you know, meet at a Starbucks, have a hot chocolate or whatever you drink, and greet them there, okay? And just continue on there and see if you can help them.